The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, is considering a major change to the government's energy policy to prevent some of his backbench critics from voting against it. A 26% emissions reduction target for the electricity sector was to be enshrined in Commonwealth legislation. But now it might be a simple change in regulation, meaning coalition rebels opposed to the target won't have to vote on it. Here's our political reporter, Melissa Clark.
The Prime Minister wants and needs his flagship energy policy to succeed.
Doing great work on energy, ensuring that electricity and gas, of course, energy is cheaper for all Australians. And that's what we're working on.
The National Energy Guarantee aims to lower electricity prices, keep the lights on, and cut carbon emissions. Around 10 coalition MPs and senators aren't convinced, though, worried there's not enough emphasis on cutting prices and too much on cutting emissions. The plan was to enshrine the 26% emissions reduction target in Commonwealth legislation. Mr Turnbull is now considering having this done by regulation instead, meaning dissenters wouldn't have to vote for or against an emissions reduction target at all. Arriving at a function in Canberra last night, the Prime Minister was tight-lipped.
And I can assure you that our shared commitment, Liberal and National, is cheaper electricity. That's our goal.
Why regulation? Why regulation, Prime Minister, not legislation? Why regulation?
Although such a move may prevent some coalition rebels from crossing the floor to vote against the target, it is a significant backdown, given it's precisely what the federal opposition and Labor-led states have been calling for. Only a few days ago, Mr Turnbull was rejecting the idea out of hand.
Labor wants to have it done by regulation so that the Parliament would not have a voice. Now, we believe in democracy. We believe the Parliament should have a say.
The Prime Minister is also considering other actions aimed at reducing power prices, including a greater role for the consumer watchdog, the ACCC. One of the dissenting coalition backbenchers is former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce.
Mate, I haven't had time to look over it. I've only just heard it then.
Speaking on RN Drive, he said he'd welcome any change that brings about lower power prices.
I'm absolutely certain if the Prime Minister's talking about the ACCC oversight, I know that's what drives the ACCC as well, so possibly a very good outcome.
But Liberal MP Craig Kelly isn't convinced. Here he is speaking on Sky News.
The fact that you're still going to put that in regulation, this could actually be worse because
the Prime Minister is considering every option he can to get his colleagues on board so as not to have to rely on the support of Labor to get the National Energy Guarantee through Parliament. He'll discuss the options with Cabinet colleagues on Sunday and Monday and take them to the Coalition Party Room on Tuesday. Dealing with the fraught policy areas of energy and climate change has killed off Mr Turnbull's leadership once before, and he's determined not to let it happen again at the hands of malcontent colleagues. But Barnaby Joyce says he will need to consider, before the next election, whether he's the right person to lead the coalition to the polls.
He's got to make sure that before an election that we have the capacity to win. Any leader, that's the same with the Labor Party, make no mistake about it, that they won't be going to an election with Mr Shorten. If they think Mr Shorten's going to lose, they'll go with Anthony Albanese. That's politics.
National's backbencher MP Barnaby Joyce, and that report from Melissa Clark in Canberra.